What's your name?
Hello, listeners of AC English. Welcome back.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。
This is Bipasha.
Bipasha, 我们今天呢要回答一下大家的这个留言关于英文名字的。
Yes, I'm ready. I'm really excited to reply to all the comments.
那么大家关注一席文化公众号，发送英文名字笔记这六个字，就能收到本期节目中主播比帕莎准备的所有的手写笔记与回答。公众号一席文化。那首先呢，第一个大问题就是我要不要改一个名字。那公众号后台呢，有一位朋友留言说，因为喜欢甜甜的感觉，所以呢 She named herself Candy because she liked the feeling of sweets, right?这个名字已经叫了很久了才知道 It is related to sex, right?
Sorry, it's really unfortunate that you just learned, but it's never too late to learn something new. I would suggest you trying to change it. I know it could be hard, but it's better to change it before it's too late.
Yeah, it's worth it. 值得麻烦一下，这个名字还是换一个吧。换一个名字吧，这个 Candy 的确是不太合适哈。那第二个大环节呢，就是很多人的留言想要我们帮助他们取名字。那么第一个呢，就是想要为自己的孩子取名的。他说 My son's Chinese name is Yi Xin from Bible, 是从圣经里面取的 Yi Xin, 给这个 Yi Xin 的英文名取的是 Yason, E-A-S-O-N。 女儿的名字呢叫伊念，然后这个信和念合在一起就是信念，哎，所以呢他想要有两个问题想问。第一个呢就是说这个伊信他的英文名字是 Eason 的话 Is it good?
So, I've never heard the name Eason before. It could just be me that I live under a rock, so I don't know anything that's going on. But I don't think it has any particular meaning, especially I don't think there is a bad meaning as far as I know. So, Eason is quite a unique name, and if you like it, you can keep it. Or I would suggest if you want a name that is from the Bible or something that has a good meaning, you could also use Elijah, E-L-I.J-A-H, Elijah, or the name Eli, E-L-I.
对 ,Eason, 就是在中国有一个歌手叫陈奕迅，他的名字叫做 Eason. 但是好像在美国没有那么多人叫 Eason, 对不对
?Yeah, I haven't heard any so far.
所以呢建议你呢，如果你想要从圣经里面取名字的话，可以考虑这个 Eli, 就是 Eli, 就是以利亚 ,right?
And then Elijah, so you could just name him Elijah and call him give Eli as a nickname to him, or actually name him Eli. They both work, and I think Eli is a really cute name as well. So,
这个名字我好喜欢，就是 Elijah, 就是他的一个全名，就是以利亚。但是呢，可以昵称的话，可以叫 Eli。如果你不用的话，我就要用喽。他给这个女儿伊念可以取一个什么样的英文名呢
？So for 伊念 maybe Ella or L. Ella as in E-L-L-A, and.L as in E-L-L-E. And since they're siblings, that's why I suggested something that both have an E sound in it. So it's like Eli and Ella or Eli and L. So it just goes well together.
那在圣经里面呢还有一个人物叫以斯帖。
Yeah, Esther also works. It also has an E sound.
而且呢这个 Esther 是圣经里面一个特别美特别有智慧又勇敢的一个王后的名字。下一个问题呢是多米的妈妈。可以帮忙起一个英文名字吗？他想问，如果直译 D-O-M-I, 这样可以吗？就是 Domi.
Domi sounds a cute pet name, but I wouldn't use it as a real name, or I wouldn't suggest using it as a real name, just because it sounds a lot similar to dummy, which is, oh, a stupid person.
哎，是的，这个 Domi 吧，它不是一个 real English name， 它不是一个真正的名字哈。而且呢，它听起来有点像那个 dummy， 就是 D-U-M-M-Y， 就是傻瓜的意思。所以呢，建议不要给孩子取这样的一个英文名。那么是我们可以给他一点建议，对不对？建议的这个名字有哪一些呢
？Dylan。
Dylan is a good name.
Yeah, and it's also short again. Dylan. The other two names are Danny and Dominic.
Danny.或者说 Dominic, 到公众号里面去看这三个名字怎么写啊 ,Dylan, Danny, or Dominic.
Yes.
都很好听哦，尤其是这个 Dylan, 我非常喜欢 Dylan 这个名字。
It's a good name.
好，第三个问题，他说 My Chinese name is 林章。Can you tell me what English name is better for me? 不知道男生女生哈。
Oh yeah, so when we were looking at this comment, me and 翩翩老师, we weren't sure the gender of this baby or person. So we said if Lin Chang is a boy,He could be named Landon, Landon. And if it's a girl, you could probably name her Leia. L-E-I-A-H.
L-E-I-A-H. 就是这个 Leia。如果你是一个男孩呢，你可以取名叫 Landon。然后如果你是一个女孩呢，可以叫 Leia。这俩都很好听，都保留那个 L 的这个发音。
Yes, and they both have a beautiful meaning. You can feel free to like check online.
嗯，接下来这个问题呢，他说可以用出生的月份或者季节做英文名字吗？
You cannot use most of the months as your name. Like the same way you cannot say, oh, 我叫二月 or 我叫春天. It just doesn't sound right.
就是网易云音乐里面有一个听众说，哎，听到不能用数字作为名字，对吧？比如 seven 什么之类的。但是你看，像 May 或者 June 这种也是数字，但是其实这个不是数字吧 ？It's not numbers.
Yeah. So May and June are the months of the year. They're not numbers. I know that some people name their kids May or June. The same, like May and June is okay, but you cannot name your child January. I don't know what's the logic. But it's just not okay.
任何事情都有这个 exceptions, right?
Yeah.
任何事情整个来讲尽量不要用月份或者季节做名字。
Yeah, it just doesn't sound right. And I mean, imagine calling someone, hey, December, where are you going?
12月你要干嘛去？我要到新的一年去。
Yeah.
那么还有一个问题呢，他说30年前有一个美籍英国人给他取了一个英文名叫A-R-A-N. 他的问题是请问这一个算是一个真正的英文名吗？
I don't think so. I've never heard of it. That's why I don't think it is.
Aaron 一般来讲就是有一个是写法是 A-R-O-N, right? A-R-O-N, Aaron. 但那个是一个 boy's name. 但这个阿莲呢很明显是一个 girl. 给他换一个名字吧，好不好？
Yeah, so we suggest if you want a name that sounds similar and you like it, it could maybe...possibly think of naming yourself Alyssa. A-L-Y-S-S-A.
Alyssa.
And Alyssa also means like someone who is rational and logical.
Rational and logical. Good name.
Yeah, it's a good name.
好，那这个阿莲，这个 Alyssa 我们解决了哈。那下一个问题，三岁半龙凤胎帮忙起英文名字吧，然后他想听起来是一家人的感觉，本来想取 Oliver 和 Olivia。但是呢绘本里面有一只小猪叫 Oliver, 所以呢哥哥拒绝就再也想不出来了。
Well, that's very unfortunate. I'm sorry you had to read the story which had a pig's name Oliver.
It ruined the name.
Yeah, it ruined the name. I really like the old rhyme Oliver and Olivia. It sounded really good together.
这两个名字真的是特别棒啊，特别适合这个龙凤胎。
So since our little 小朋友 doesn't like it,I would suggest maybe you could rename him Jackson and his sister could be named Jordan. So it would sound like Jackson and Jordan.
很酷的两个名字哈 Jackson and Jordan, 这是一个选择。
And if you also don't like this name, then the other name we suggest is Mason and Madison.
这个也很高级哈。
Yeah, it sounds very fancy and I like the ring to it. It sounds like a sibling's name.
It rhymes very well, 非常的押韵哈。那么这个龙凤胎的爸爸妈妈呢，可以在这两对里面去选择一对去命名你的孩子。记得要告诉我们最终你选了什么哈。
Yeah, please let us know. We would like to know it.
那下一个问题呢，是说他的名字里面有一个发音爽。
So if you're a guy, I suggest you could use Sean.
That's a good name.
Yeah, and it has the strong sound.So Sean, and if you're a girl, you could use the name Shauna.
S-H-A-U-A-N, right? Shauna.
Yeah, Shauna, and for the guy, it would be either S-E-A-N, which is more like Sean.
下一个问题，有晨字的英文名吗？晨是这个 morning, 这样的一个谐音的这种英文名吗？
Again, we did not know if it's a boy or a girl, so we came up with both names. So for boys...You could use the name Chandler.
Chandler, 就是那个 Friends 老友记里面就有这个名字哈，就这个人物 Chandler. 因为我们不知道这个陈是男生还是女生，所以呢 we came up both names. 两个男孩女孩的我们都给你起好了哈。
So if this person is a girl, then I have suggested two names, either Charlie or Chelsea.
哇，我觉得这个好酷 ，Charlie，Chelsea 也很酷，真的很高级。
So Charlie would be spelled C H A R L I E, and Chelsea would be spelled C H E L S E A.
啊，那下一个呢，也是一个家长哈，他说 ，I will name my son Noah or my daughter Megan.
Yeah, so Noah and Megan are really good names, and I like the name. But if, again, if they're siblings and you want a more rhyming name, may I suggest using maybe Noah and Noel.
所以呢，我们的建议是什么呢？如果是 siblings 这个兄弟姐妹的话，取的这个英文名可以尽量的让他们 rhyme， 让他们就是押韵一点。所以如果有一个叫 Noah， 那么另外一个可以叫 Noel。
Mm-hmm. So Noah is definitely a guy's name, which is N-O-A-H, and Noel is a girl's name, so which is N-O-E-L.
如果男孩叫 Noah, 女孩叫 Noel, 那岂不是很好听吗？那下一个问题呢，是网易云的听众说想取一个女生英文名，他说 I am a Pisces, 我是一个双鱼座。名字当中呢有一个 character 叫做敏，就是敏捷的敏，它是我的这个中文名字哈。那么想了很久，不知道取什么好。
Mia, M I A, or Millie, M I L L I E.
Mia 或者说 Millie 都可以，有这个 M 的这个 sound 在里面。哎，那下一个哈，有一个女生说，我这个名字里面有一个华字。怎么取谐音的英文名呢？
So, the two names I came up with is Huma. Huma is like an Arabic origin, and it means like the lucky person, or it's a lucky bird.
这是一个选择，那么还有另外一个选择是？
So the other two suggestions are Haley, Helen, and Harmony.
Haley, Helen, or Harmony, 可以从里面选一个。
They do have the sound of it.
那么可以去我们的公众号一席文化去看一下这几个名字都是怎么写的，从里面选。我觉得这个 Healy 还有这个 Helen 蛮好听的哈。那下面呢，接着有一位听众留言说，上面华字名的这个女生，我有一个客户的名字叫做 Hyacinthy 风信子，那么好像可以参考一下。哎，这个名字听起来怎么样呢？
First of all, I'm having a hard time pronouncing the name. I've never heard it before, so it doesn't sound like a proper name.
听起来像一种 chemical ingredient.
Oh yeah, it does. Yeah, it does sound like something you would see on the back of a makeup packaging that says, oh, it has these ingredients which are very hard to read and nobody ever knows what they are.
哎，那下一个问题，他说我中文名最后一个字读音，英文名叫 Jean, J-E-A-N.会土或者奇怪吗
？Jean, kind of reminds me of like the jeans we wear.
像那个我们穿牛仔裤感觉哈，听起来像。
Yeah, so maybe if you like switch it around a bit and like Jane instead of Jean.
Oh, Jane, I like this name, Jane, J A N E. 你可以用这个呀，对不对
？It sounds similar, and you're literally using the same letters, just putting the order differently. So instead of J E A N, you're doing J A N E.
Jane 这个名字又简单又高级，多好。还有一个问题说，您好，我的名字叫雅思 ，Essie 这个名字合适吗？他父母给他取这个名字的初衷呢，是希望他能够成为一个优雅且有思考力的女孩。
Well, I'm sure all parents hope the best for their kid, and I'm sure you'll become a very elegant and cognitive young girl.
Yeah, 雅思。
Yeah, so again, keeping the same sound, we suggest.You could maybe use Jessie.
还有另外一个是我特别喜欢的，特别优雅的，叫做 Jasmine.
Yes. Jasmine's a very beautiful name. And
对，就是茉莉花嘛。是希望雅思你能够选 Jasmine.
We really wish you do.
好，下面一个问题，他说我中文名字叫云霞。哇，特别好听的名字哈。那英语起个啥名好呢？
Yuna. Y-U.N-A, Yuna.
Yuna, 听起来不是特别西化，但是呢特别美的一个英文名字，它的确也真的是一个 real English name, 哈，这个 Yuna.
Y-U-N-A.
好，那我们这个网易云音乐呢，有一位听众留言说，我是一个女孩，而且呢我的汉语名字里面呢有一个字是坤。How about Quincy?
You said you are a girl, but Quincy sounds more like a boy's name?I do have a friend whose name is Quincy, and he is a boy.
的确是这个 Quincy 是一个男孩的名字哈，所以尽量能改一个，那我们给他一个建议吧，好不好？
So again, keeping the Quinn sound or the word in there, Queenie, Q-U-E-N-N-I-E,
Queenie.
And the other name is Kiana.
Kiana,
I love this name.
Me too, Kiana.
Yeah, so it's K-I-A-N-A. K-I-A-N-A, Kiana.
Kiana, 听起来特别有韵味哈。Kiana, 像唱歌一样。Kiana, 你就叫 Kiana 吧，好不好？
Yeah, if you name yourself Kiana, I would love it.
好，网易云音乐还有一位听众留言说 My last name is Miao, so how about Mia? Thanks.
Mia is perfect. I love that name. It's a really good name.
好，那接下来呢，就是有一些名字是问他的名字怎么样，我们就快速的过一下，好不好？下面的这些名字怎么样？第一个名字 Camille, right?
It's a good name. It's a very common name, and it's usually for women in their late 20s and 30s, generally nowadays.
基本上来讲是比较普遍、比较安全的一个名字。大部分就是二三十岁的女生会叫这个名字。
Catherine's also a good name. I've heard it a few times, and a lot of people use Kathy as a nickname for that name.
Princess-like, 听起来很像公主。
Princess Catherine.
好，下一个名字呢是 Faustina, right?
Faustina is a girl's name of Spanish Latin origin, meaning the fortunate one. So it has a very good meaning. And if you like the way it sounds and it suits your personality, go ahead.
西班牙语幸运的好名字哈，这是一个好名字，很特别。Faustina. 好，下面呢是 What about Lydia?
Again, Lydia is a very common name, and it's of Greek origin, I believe, and it means the beautiful one.
Lydia 是一个希腊名字，指的是美好的那个。What about Peggy? 这个名字怎么样呢？
So the Peggy, the original meaning of Peggy is the pearl or the child of light, but I'm afraid that it might sound like Piggy.Which is bad for kids.
本身意思是很好的，但是呢，因为它听起来像 piggy, 像小猪，所以呢，如果小孩的话，可能会 might be made fun of, 可能会被取笑的哈。所以呢，可以换一个。下面一个呢是 Athena, right?
Yes, Athena. So it sounds like a very Greek goddess kind of name. It's a beautiful name, and if you like it, you should go ahead and have that. Keep it.
很美的一个名字，听起来特别像希腊女神的名字 Athena.还有一个是 Annie 怎么样 How about Annie?
Annie's a very common name and it's very good, but I suggest you double check on the spelling because I'm not sure if it's A-N-N-Y the proper spelling or is, I think it is A-N-N-I-E the proper spelling.
最常见的应该是 A-N-N-I-E, 但是你写的这个是 A-N-N-Y, 所以我觉得我们建议你可以再去 double check 一下这个 spelling 和这个拼写。好，下一个是 Summer or Eileen, 这两个名字怎么样
Summer and Eileen are both very common Korean, Japanese, and English names. So these are usually the names that a lot of Korean and Japanese people use when they're trying to look for an English name.
很多亚洲人会用取这两个名字哈，蛮好的，很 it's proper English names, right?
Yeah, these are proper English names.
好，下面一个名字，他说 Gretchen.
Gretchen is a good name, but it's, so in Disney movies, most often the evil character's name are Gretchen. It's not completely bad, but usually the evil character's always named Gretchen in Disney movies. So if you don't mind that, you're fine. If you do, then you could think of another one.
所以呢，这个名字本身没有什么不好的含义，但是呢，它就是听起来比较反派。如果你不介意的话，你可以继续叫 Gretchen. 有一位留言说小时候有位老师给我起名叫 Quincy.
I have never heard of that before, and I don't think there is a negative connotation, so if you like the name, it should be fine to use it. I just have never heard of it.
应该是没有那种负面的含义的，如果你特别喜欢的话，你可以一直用哈，因为老师给你起的比较特别。好，下面一个留言说，我以前在网上查了这个名字叫做 Leticia, 然后结果介绍的时候呢，把一个老外给吓了一跳，一直问是谁给他起的名字。哎，这个 Leticia 有问题吗？
I don't think Leticia has any problem with it. In Latin, it means gladness. So it's a good name, Leticia.
对，这个 Leticia 本身没有什么问题，是一个挺好的名字，它意思是开心的意思。下一个问题呢，是说用了这个 Myra, right?
Yeah, Myra.
好久了，他说这个名字怎么样？
Myra is a good name. It's a really good name and it's not too common.
比较少见哈，是个好名字 Myra, 继续用吧。下一个他说根据汉语名字谐音这个 Reina 这个名字怎么样
So Reina is a very common girl's name and it has a Hebrew origin meaning song of the Lord
希伯来语哈，就是 song of the Lord 很好继续用吧 Reina 好下面中文名字最后一个字是玉可以叫 Jade
It is a good name to use and it means that you're rare and unique
可以用哈
可以用
下一个问题哈，男孩的名字叫 Rambo R-A-M-B-O
I've never heard of it, and I don't think it's a proper English name. And it also does sound a lot like Jumbo the elephant, you know? Rambo, Jumbo, they kind of rhyme. So I'm afraid that the little boy might get made fun of for his name.
对，这个 Rambo 就像那个 Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, right? 就是那种不是真的一个 real English name, 哈。可以看看我们之前的这个播客给男孩选一个更好一点的名字哈。那还有一个说他女儿英文名叫 Eva。
Oh my gosh, I love it, I love it, I love it.I think it's a beautiful name, and I've also suggested a million times in all our other podcasts. It's a beautiful name.
You should absolutely keep it. 哎，下一个呢，也是他女儿，出生呢就叫 Luisa.
It's a very good name, and I think you should keep it. Luisa is a nice name.
好，下面一个呢 ，Melinda 这个名字怎么样
？It's a good name.
还有一个名字呢叫 Gloria， 这个名字怎么样？他说因为是他的 idol's name.
I mean, if you love your idol, the perfect name for you.But also it does have a good meaning it. And it's a very common Asian English name.
就是很多亚洲人会取这个 Gloria 这个名字。非常好，它本身就是有荣耀的意思吧，就是比较符合像从圣经里面取的名字哈 ,Gloria。那下一个问题呢是网易云以及这个微信公众号后台都有人问 Abby 这个名字怎么样 ,Abby, Abby.
So Abby is a very common Western name and...I'm sure you'll run into a lot of people who have this name. So it's a good name and it's a proper English name.
很西方的一个名字啊，完全可以用。哎，还有一个网易云音乐有一个人在问，Wendy 怎么样？用了好多年，可是老觉得像一个狗狗的名字。Sounds like a name for dogs.
I mean, if you're a dog lover, it's not a bad thing. I wouldn't mind being, like, having that name.
但是 Wendy 真的像一个狗的名字吗？
I've met few Wendy the dogs, and I've also met Wendy the person. It is a common human and dog name, but it works if a human is called Wendy. No one's gonna make fun of you.
Yeah, 如果你叫 Wendy 的话，也没有人会取笑你的。It works.、Mm-hmm. 下一个问题，网易云音乐的粉丝说想知道 Karina 怎么样。
Karina's a good name. I like it, and I haven't heard a lot of Chinese people use it as their English name.
没有太多的中国人叫这个名字哈，这是一个好名字 ，Karina.Next one, how about Joel? 他的汉语名字呢叫卓尔。
I don't know if you already used this name or not, but Joel also means like jewelry. So if you want the same sound, maybe change the spelling of your name and say Joel, which also sounds similar, but it's spelled J-O-E-L.
把你们这个拼写改一改就可以了，改成 J-O-E-L, Joel. 下一个，这个 Lynn, L-Y-N-N, 这个名字怎么样？他说他的 Chinese name is Lin Lin.
I don't know if Lynn's a proper name. I think it is. And if you really like that name, it is a good name. But if you might want to change the spelling, you could also try to spell it L-E-N-A, like Lena.
Lena sounds elegant. 听起来特别优雅的一个名字哈 ,Lena.可以用这个玲玲，你可以用 Lina。好，下面有一个问题说 ，How about Cora?
I'm so sorry, no offense, but it does sound a lot like coronavirus, so it's like a pandemic reminder to me.
对，的确是哈，这个 Cora 以前没问题，但是呢，就是说这两年大家都被这个冠状病毒给害苦了，所以呢，这个很容易就联想到哈，这个 coronavirus。所以呢，我们建议你改一个名字。好不好
Cora doesn't have any particular meaning. If you really, really like it, you can keep it. But if you're okay changing or if it's not too much of a mafan, then we would suggest like changing it. It's all the coronavirus's fault.
对，这不是你的错，是冠状病毒的错。下一个问题呢，是网易云音乐上有一个朋友说，能把 Tina 和字母 R 组在一起吗？因为这是他名字的缩写 ，Tina R.
Tina.Like, Tina is a proper name, but if you add R to it, I'm not sure. It doesn't sound right.
姓人的话，你可以说 Tina 人，这样是可以的，对不对？
Yeah, if you're using it as a last name, it's fine. But if you're using it as Tina, like the spelling is T-I-N-A-R, it sounds a little 奇怪。
好，下面有一个问题，也是网易云的这个问题哈。Snowy, 多雪的这个名字怎么样 ？Snowy.
The answer is no. You cannot use weathers. to name yourself. If you really want something related to the winter, Pian Pian suggested a really nice name. She really likes the name Crystal, which is like the iced crystals on a snowy day. So that could be a beautiful name and have a similar meaning.
所以呢，这个答案是 no， 不要用天气来命名。如果你特别喜欢下雪天的话，我们给你想了一个名字叫 Crystal 水晶对吧，水晶世界 Crystal 可以考虑哈。下一个问题一个词就可以回答，他说 Can I use lion 可以用狮子来命名吗？ No
No You cannot
Ivy 他说这个名字如果作为 女生名的话
Perfect It is just perfect It's beautiful
Yetta 这个名字怎么样 Y-E-T-T-A
So I'm sorry but YettaIs not, it's not a proper name and it sounds a lot like a slang.
Get out of here, right? 这个 Yetta 这个名字特别像一个美国的一个俚语。
It's very slang-like. It's not a proper name.
所以呢改一下改成什么呢
Yeah, Yenna would work.
把 Yetta 改成 Yenna, Y-E-N-A.那还有网易云还有几个问题说这个 Yuki 这个名字怎么样
Yuki is a good name, but it sounds very Japanese. I don't think it's an English name.
挺日本化的一个名字哈。Yuki. 那下面这个名字就是 Noya, right?
Noya.
女孩叫 Noya 怎么样呢
Noya is a beautiful name. It's a name of Hebrew origin, and it means the beauty of God.
希伯来来源的一个名字。How about Rosie?R-O-S-Y.
Yes, it is a good name, and it's probably one of the few acceptable flower names.
对，这个名字挺好的，可以用哈。接下来呢，有几个问题，就是说这几个名字会不会老气？就是 Does this name make me sound old? 那么第一个是 Iris, 老不老气？
No, it's not. It's not old. It doesn't sound old.
It doesn't sound old. Iris, 没问题。还有 Linda.
A little bit. It's a very common name, but it's only old-fashioned because people nowadays are very creative with new names.
So Linda 还是有一点点的哈，有一点点的。那么还有一个说这个 Grace 这个名字是一个年轻人吗
？I can promise you that the Grace we know, she's very young. She's not an old person. It's not necessarily an old person's name.
It's true. 我们有一个同事叫 Grace， 对吧？又年轻又可爱。对，所以呢 ，Grace does not sound old.有一个名字说叫 P World, Pi World or P World?
I have no idea. P World, Pi World. It doesn't sound like a proper English name, so I would say it's not a good name.
不太好吧？建议你可以取一个别的哈。那还有一个问题叫做，可以取名叫 Rain 吗？ R A I N.
No, you cannot use weather as a name.
韩国有一个明星就叫做 Rain， 不知道是不是这个 Rain 哈。
I think that's their stage name, not their real name.
对，就是他 stage name， 艺名哈 ，stage name， 绝对不是他的真名哈 ，Rain。好，还有最后一个问题，他说我想知道 Fisher， 那么这个到底是姓还是名呢？
Fisher is most commonly used as a last name, not a first name.
一般来讲是一个 surname, 一个 last name, 最后的一个姓哈。好的，那我们所有的问题呢，我们都回答完毕了。
Yes, so that was a lot of comments, and we really enjoyed reading it and answering and replying all the comments. It was really fun.
对，我们两个弄了两个下午的时间哈，再去回答这些问题。也希望你们等选好名字之后呢，在我们这期节目下面告诉我们你的这个选择。
Well, that's all for today's replying session. I hope you enjoyed our talk this week, and thank you for tuning in, listeners of A-Seed English, and hope you enjoyed this week's topic. Stay warm and see you soon. This is Biparsha signing out.
This is Pian Pian signing out.
Bye. What's your name? Do I stand?